Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Greeting. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Another awesome night tonight. Amen. On the PNN Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. And we praise the Lord for being here. Praise God. Amen. Another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen. We just need to lift our voice and tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. For another day. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For you, you, and yet you. Amen. For joining us tonight. Amen. On our fourth watch. Praise God tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Another praise God blessed night. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. You are among families and friends, praise God, tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I ask you to text someone, praise God, call someone, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, to let them know that the Prayer News Network, amen, is alive. Amen. Amen. They're coming to you live, praise God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For you being with us on the Prayer News Network. And if this is your first time joining us and being with us, amen, we want you to know we appreciate you. Amen. You are in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. For the good news, amen, is spreading. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to know you will not leave this place the same way you came. Glory to God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God, tonight is up to something. Amen. We're going to be blessed tonight. Amen. I want you to know that we praise God. Amen. To praise God. Amen. To know that God is good. Amen. And we give honor tonight to the Lord who is our Savior. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You yet still find us saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. And they say that with a burning fire tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I am excited. Amen. Tonight about that man named Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And to our host tonight, our founder, our visionary. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist. And then Bradley tonight, we praise the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah. For your doing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For your walk with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And just making it all possible through Christ. Amen. For the Prayer News Network tonight. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, amen, that there is no place like being in the place, amen. Glory to God among our brothers and our sisters tonight. Amen. Realizing that, amen, that the broadcast is listening. Praise God, amen, to cities, countries, all over the world. Amen. You may be listening to it at a different time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Or different day, praise God, amen, to know, amen, we are here, praising God, amen. I want you to know, praise God, not only is it just about, praise God, prayer, but amen, the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen, amen, it's about souls being saved, glory to God, bodies are being healed, amen, praise report has came in, glory to God, amen, to where, amen, I once was lost, amen, but now I'm found. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, to know, amen, amen, that issue that I had, praise God, with my health, amen, it is gone. I am healed, glory to God, my sons, my daughters, amen, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, amen, that's what kind of God we serve, amen, and that's why we're so excited about the Prayer News Network, amen. Oh, no, don't touch that down, amen, you are in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know to all of our listeners, amen, and even the blog talk, praise God, and those that are listening, internationally, praise God, to Canada, Bermuda, Brazil, amen. This is just some of them. Hallelujah. China, Pretoria, Nassau, Bahamas, hallelujah, Nigeria, amen. Glory to God, amen. South Africa, amen. And it just goes on and on and on. Hallelujah, amen. As far as our voice can be heard, praise God, amen. We just praise the Lord for you, you, and yes, you, amen. And yes, we are saying, praise God, amen, to contact, praise God, amen, your friends, your enemies, amen, your neighbors, amen. Gather the children around, praise God, amen, and tell them, praise God, amen. Let's just enjoy Jesus tonight on the PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. Even those that are at work, praise God, they even get on lunch break. Amen. Come to hear the Prayer News Network. And we want you to know we appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know before, after the service, amen, we will give you a number to where you can get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Amen. And we pray and hope that you've been jotting down, praise God, got your pencils, your pad, amen, and hallelujah, getting every dripping, every drop that you can, glory to God, amen, and take down, amen, what the man of God, amen, is speaking to us tonight, praise God, amen, that through the night that he has been speaking, amen. I want you to know, praise God, we will give you numbers the way you can get a copy, excuse me, get a copy of the service, amen, throughout the week, amen, glory to God, and tonight, amen, and also want to honor, praise God, amen, to never forget, praise God, amen, our leaders that has gone on, amen, praise God, amen, going on from labor, amen, to get their reward, hallelujah, amen, they have paved the way for so many of us, amen, glory to God, amen, and that's what it's about, amen, glory to God, men stand on the wall, glory to God, amen, preach it, uncompromised word of the Lord. Amen. I want you always to remember the family. Amen. We'll never forget, praise God, the late Apostle S.D. James. Amen. Senior. Amen. Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Glory to God. Amen. And also, amen, Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Glory to God. And praise the Lord for Apostle E.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, and your leader, my leader, all the leaders, praise God, amen, hallelujah, that are staying on the wall, praising God, amen, we come tonight to lift them up, hallelujah, amen, and you, and yes, you, tonight, praise God, amen, and we praise the Lord tonight, amen, I'm your co-host tonight, amen, Evangelist Vaughn, we praise the Lord tonight, amen, for being here, amen, God, it's so good. Amen to us, amen, and I know he is good to you, amen. So let's just put our hands together, praise God, and let's just give God a sacrifice, praise God, amen. For the song said, we have come into this place, amen, gathering his name to worship him tonight, amen. As the word said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready, hallelujah. I'm ready, amen, to give him praise. I'm ready, praise God, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus, amen. I want you to know tonight, praise God, amen, realizing I'm maybe just from work or just trying to settle down, amen, glory to God, amen. We'll wait on you, glory to God, but whatever time you come in, amen, you still, amen, in the right place at the right time, amen. So we're going to get ready to, amen, amen, sanctify the line tonight, praise God, ask you to bring all hearts and your minds in.
The recording has started.
Amen. And let's go before the throne of grace. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Lord has been too good to us not to tell him thank you. Glory to God. He brought us too far not to tell him thank you. He done so much for us and not to tell him thank you. Glory to God. Amen. He's good. Amen. He's good, good, good. Good. Amen. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God, and thank you again. Hallelujah, for this day that you have made, oh God. We thank you for waking us up early this morning. We was clothed in our right mind, oh God. Able, hallelujah, oh God, to move and have the, hallelujah, oh God, the portion of our health, the activities of our limbs, Lord, and the blood yet running warm in our veins. Lord, we come to say thank you tonight, God. We come for no other reason but to say thank you, Lord, and to lift you up and to magnify your name, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. No good in us, oh God, but all the good in you, oh God. And we thank you today, Lord. We realize we can never repay you for all that you have done for us, oh God. But we ask you tonight, oh God, to, hallelujah, oh God, to be with us and to guide us. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Hallelujah. Oh God, we come into one place, one mind, and one accord tonight. Hallelujah, oh God. Listening tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. For your word tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because your word brings life. Your word heals. Your word deliver. Your word set the captives free. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be in this place at this time and this hour in Jesus' name. And Lord, and we ask you tonight, God, to bless the man of God. Hallelujah. That's going to break the bread of life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, that you're anointing from on high. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that we ask you tonight, oh God, to save, heal, and deliver tonight. In the name of Jesus, open our hearts, our minds, our ears. Hallelujah, oh God, that we don't miss, oh God, a word in the name of Jesus tonight. Because we need you, Lord. We need more of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, because you are the great I am tonight, oh God, the great I am. Hallelujah, we thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, because you are provider. Oh God, you are Jehovah Rapha tonight. Hallelujah, you are Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rohai, God. Hallelujah, Jehovah Siskanu, God, you're everything that we need. Hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom. Lord, and we praise your name tonight, hallelujah, because you're Jesus. Hallelujah, because there's power in your name. There's healing in your name tonight, God. Hallelujah, whatever we need tonight, it's in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, more of you. It's what we need tonight. Hallelujah. No another car. No refrigerator. No material thing. But God, all we need from you is you tonight. Pour out your anointing upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the anointing, oh God, let it destroy the yokes tonight. Let the captives free, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. For your word said, he that has an ear, let him hear, God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight. And Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, because our Redeemer tonight. Glory to God, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah, there is nothing too hard for you to do. You are a healer tonight. Glory to God, and we thank you, God, tonight for the victory. Victory in Jesus' name. Glory to God, for the song said we once were lost, but now we are found. Hallelujah, Lord, we were blind, but yet we see tonight. And Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, for being in this place at this time and this hour. Glory to God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost that rules. Hallelujah, and abide in us all tonight in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God, the host. Bless Evangelist Brandy tonight in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you know what she needs even before she asks the needs, oh God. Remember the prayer line tonight. Hallelujah, in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, and we bless your name tonight. Glory to God. Lord, let the ears be open tonight to hear your word, oh God, that it saves, that it sanctifies, that it cleanses, that it delivers. Oh, God, that is set free tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the blood of God, because the blood still works. The blood still heals. The blood reaches the highest mountain, and it flows through the Lord's valley. The blood would never lose its power. And, Lord, we thank you tonight, God, sanctified tonight in the Matbosha, in the Ned Calaboso. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. Remember our land tonight.
Heal, Lord. Heal those that's in the hospitals, nursing homes, oh God, homebound, those that are bound in prison, spiritually and naturally tonight, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over the enemy tonight in Jesus' name, that come to hinder, that come to set up an ambush. The blood of Jesus is against you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We love you tonight. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will hide us behind the cross, that precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight that you please let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Glory to God. Somebody just need to shout hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight to God. We bless your name. We love him tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. Glory to God. I just don't know what I would do without the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you. You, and yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. Put your chairs up. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your chairs up. Glory to God. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For another, glory to God, round. Praise God with the Holy Ghost. Every round, we go higher and higher tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready tonight for the word of God. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, Prophetess Atasha Oakley. Amen, amen, and she will introduce, amen, the man of God tonight, amen. God bless you tonight, Prophetess, amen, Natasha. Only praise God, the platform is yours tonight. God bless you. Amen, this match starts it.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet Postel is the pastor of Elohim Revival Center International. He's a true prophet of God, who indeed hears from the Lord. So, saints of God, I want you to prepare your hearts and minds and be ready to receive what the Lord has for us tonight. So with me, welcome, please. Welcome with open arms, Prophet Virgil Postel.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody, on tonight. We give God honor and praise for everyone in their respectful places. We thank God for woman of God opening us up. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley. We thank God for everything that's taking place over this past week. And then we honor the Lord for those who are clergy in their rightful places, and we honor those who have gone before us. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, we thank God for Apostle Dr. S.D. James and those who are in the clergy that stand in the stead in his absence. And we thank God for them. We thank God for all of you, and that you have been with us all week. Amen. So we honor the Lord tonight, and we bless him, and we praise his holy name. Bless him, and we praise his holy name. And we honor the Lord for all that he's getting ready to do on tonight, and we thank God for life, health, and strength. Amen. Because truly, we serve an awesome, awesome God. We serve a God who has the power to redeem us, a God who has the power to keep us and save us. Amen? And so we bless and honor the Lord on tonight for who he is. We bless and honor the Lord on tonight for what he's getting ready to do in our lives. Amen? So without further ado, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Amen? Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you for your spirit and your presence, O God, that hovers over us. O God, we give you praise right now for what you're getting ready to do in the midst of this place. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would speak over this atmosphere even now, God. Give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, oh God. God, I want to be nothing, that you may be everything your people need. God, we bind every spirit of distraction that may come around us, oh God. Put everything to silence and put it, oh God, to bed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for an easy night. God, release an anointing that allows ministry to be easy. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation. For, Father, your will shall be so in our lives, in Jesus' name. And the people of God said amen and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Have your Bibles turned to Hosea. Hosea, the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. For the past two nights, I've had to move from where I was at to minister unto the saints of God. And I have stood in the same spot for the past two nights, unbeknown to me, but by God's Spirit, that the same word and the same gospel that was being preached for the past two nights that I've been in this same place, it will be by my surprise this morning, a young girl, younger than I am, died of a diabetes, low sugar attack. But we never know why God has us positioned somewhere for someone to hear the word of God. Amen? But we thank God and we pray that her family is strengthened at this time. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And I will also forget thy children. Second Corinthians chapter four. But if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to those that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believeth not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The Lord spoke to me last night during service concerning tonight. And as I said before, that I avail myself that the Lord may give us what he wants beyond the notes, beyond the text of what we have already, that he will speak to us with the things that concern his heart, concerning us, that will go beyond what he's already said. And the Lord spoke to me concerning the spirit of confusion in cyber technology. The spirit of confusion in cyber knowledge. And if we have time, we'll jump on something else real quick after that. Amen. But understanding that the information highway is the World Wide Web, and survivalism, knowing how to maneuver in this end time age of survivalism, you're going to know how to use the World Wide Web to its full purpose, its benefit. And so you must know how the enemy invades your thoughts and mindset through technology, games, with updates to your phone, with new models, designs that take your dollars every year. Many of you are spending more money than you have, engaging in cell phone leasing programs in order to remain relevant among social circles. So if you didn't know what a cell phone lease is, it means you get a cell phone and you're paying extra on your bill every month for the phone. So at the end of the year, you're still paying on the phone. And so when it's time for a new phone, you take that old phone, pay the rest of it off, and get a new phone, and you continue the same lease. Instead of keeping the old phone and paying the old phone off, see, what they don't tell you is if you pay the phone off, then you can trade it equal value without having to make a down payment for another phone. But versus they trap you in a lease, and you think that, okay, I can lease my way through it, and then when a new phone come out, I just go ahead and pay it on off and start another lease. But you never own nothing because you continue to lease it. Even after you've paid the balance that's left over on the account, you never own it because you pick up another lease. And they never give you the credit for what was left on your old device. The understanding is how to vet technology. Technology is going to be here to stay. It's not going away tomorrow, not going away next year. I don't care if we do have solar flares and they knock technology out for a couple of years, it still is going to be technologically driven in this world until the coming of Christ. There's no way to hit the delete button on this because too many hands now have advanced in technology, in creating programs. And so now you must learn how to vet technology. That word bet means to determine if it is accurate, if it is approved. There is everything at our fingertips at the stroke of a word, keystrokes. But the information that we pull up, is it vetted? How many sources are there? When we say sources, how many people have signed off on it that are professionals? Are there journals written of it? Are there college articles written on it? Is this in a research database? Can you research it? Everybody needs to put down Google Scholar. Google Scholar. Because anytime someone attaches something to social media that they cite to be accurate or relevant information, you can put it in Google Scholar to find out if it is a scholarly document, meaning that it has passed the test of several scholars, people who have PhDs and researchers, meaning that you've got to have at least two or three scholars to back what you are saying in order for it to be accurate or true. Videos. We have to understand dealing with videos. Social media influencers are paid to promote brands, whether it be factual or fiction. They're paid to promote brands. They're paid to promote videos, clothing, designs. They don't care if it's real or fake. They're getting their kickbacks. They're getting what they do. They're getting money in the background. Being a social media influencer, you get the perks. And it doesn't matter how good or bad the product is. Your job is to give a raving review. And you get paid for telling either the truth or lies. So beware of social media influencers influencing you, your children, your mindset. You must become wise as a serpent. Videos that are outdated, gray haze, manipulated videos that jump at different skips at different numbers and seconds in the video is a doctored image. It is not factual. It is fake. It has been manipulated through a program, either iMovie or Final Cut Pro or LumaFusion, or it has been put in the Sony Vega software, or it's been put in any of the Adobe video editing software to manipulate it. Videos and influencers have become so crafty with how they can mesh a video together, and you'll never know, stitching images and videos together, going in and to Photoshop and making images look like they want to, and you believing what it is, and when you put it into the internet under searching for Snoops, you find that it is one of the things that they found out to be invalid. For everything that's posted on the internet to be called valid, there's a police system already in place. People have already established a search database where you can determine if something is fake or false by looking it up and saying, is this real or is it fake? You've got to vet everything that comes across your eyes, or the enemy will have you believing the lie over the truth. Facebook. Be mindful. The Lord spoke to me intentionally tonight concerning Facebook. Be mindful. Facebook, who do not vet their sources. However, they allow Russian operatives to post on their website political confusion among citizens of this country. And watch this. You've got to understand how to verify all your information. The Hacker Anonymous has a group that comes all the way through the Russian line. So stuff that you see on social media, that stuff there on Facebook is not vetted. This is why Facebook now is going through major branding and major reconstruction of their business, changing the name of their company to a whole different brand in order to hide the fact that they are not concerned about what you read as long as they keep their their stakeholders in place. And so you take what you read on Facebook as a grain of, and I'm not talking about red sea salt, I'm talking about iodine salt. High blood pressure gives you salt. This is how you spot biased posts. What's to be real and fake on social media? Biased data against someone or about someone. Half truths. Meaning data give you half of the truth and not all the truth. And we say, well, they gave me A truth but not B truth. Leave it where it's at. If it is a complete lie, anything that is copied and pasted as a message, always look for misspelled words, incorrect citations, and bad punctuation. Discoloration in background, blurred images, not too clear, manipulated images of videos. Who is the target? Target of these attacks is the baby boomers and senior citizens, GED holders, and non-high school graduates, and non-college school attendees who have no idea what citing sources are. The enemy is placating on those who are not versed in these areas, who are not advanced in technology, who have no idea what the technical world and the sphere of technology is all about. You want to know something factual that they post on there about government? You need to go to house.gov. I'm going to teach you how to read tonight, research tonight. If you're in the United States, go to house.gov. If you are in another country, Google your local state house of representation, country's representation, government. You want to look in the house that makes the laws. And you want to read the most relevant laws of up to date today. And whatever laws or whatever petitions they have on the docket to make law. You want to know what's your world before it becomes a law. You want to understand what they're permitting, what they're not permitting, what they're moving into motion before it becomes a law. Because many of you didn't know that lynching is not against the law. Email phishing, that's not FS, that's not phishing as in F-I-S-H-I-N-G, that is P. H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Email phishing is when you have someone send you an email about your passport or saying that you won some money or saying that you need to claim your package because you missed it. This is what you call phishing. Anything that's telling you your password has been compromised and because you logged in just a minute.
Bear with us just a moment. People of God, looks like we lost the man of God here shortly. We want to give him a moment to log back in while he's waiting. Don't forget to send out a text message to a couple of people to come in and join us. Amen. It looks like the man of God is back with us now. Let's press star six, prophet.
The enemy mad, y'all. So be praying.
Amen.
The phone just dropped by itself. So the next thing is spear phishing. It gets aggressive from one stage to the next stage. And so spear phishing is when you have, there are two other more sophisticated types of phishing involving email. First, spear phishing describes the miscellaneous email sent to a specific person. Criminals who do this. Now, watch this. Now, there is a string of people who are in jail. who will send you emails. And it's a system that was set up a long time ago that they learned a hack in jail. Many of them took computer classes and learned to hack. And they learned how to hack through phones. Call your phone and you say hello and then you hang up and nobody's there and you hang up, but they're still there. And you end up connecting people to a jailhouse call that you don't even know. But the thing is, with this spear phishing is their name, the place of employment, job title, email address, and specific information about the job role. This is where people send you false job applications, mostly upon around the subject of secret shoppers. And you have to do certain tasks, like get the check, cash it in your personal bank account. Then you're going to send half the check to one person through Western Union, and you're going to send the other half to somebody else, and you're going to keep the rest. Do not do that. Whaling. These are more targeted attacks. And so these are miscellaneous or fake URLs, which is a web address. And so it's a scam involving bogus tax returns. An increasingly common rider willing tax forms are highly valued by criminals. They want your tax information as well. Smishing and phishing. This is text messages where people send you a blank text message, you click on it, and all of a sudden you find yourself got activity on your phone. Angler is the same as the others, but it's more of an aggressive way of accessing your information. Now, you understand that the target is baby boomers, senior citizens, because the younger generation, the millennials and Gen Z, ain't going to bother with it. Half the time, we don't even read our emails except to say something that we can recognize. Or if it's from somebody we can recognize, if we don't recognize, we keep right on going. We'll leave it in there or delete it. Now, Facebook was breached and is breached several times. Social media is always breached. But in 2016, Facebook users received messages telling them they had been mentioned in a post. The message had been initiated by criminals and unleashed a two-stage attack. The first stage downloaded a Trojan containing a malicious Chrome browser extension onto the user computer. When the user next logged into Facebook, using the compromised browser, the criminal was able to hijack the user's account, take Facebook accounts, create backup accounts, and then change your password of your own account. Now, if you're on Instagram, do not allow people to come to you and you be gullible and they say, let me send you this $5,000 real quick. I need you to let me get access to your profile. Let me get access to your profile, your page. But I need you to change the email in there so that I may do the transfer. So you got to put their company email in, take your information out, and give them 5 minutes. And within 5 minutes, you've lost your followers, your account, and your friends. And you're struggling trying to rebuild everything. So if you didn't know, Instagram goes more than about pictures. It's also a brander's big playground. It is where brand ambassadors are born. It is where companies look for you to become a brand ambassador and send you free products. That is what that's what Instagram has become. It is not like Facebook. It is different. Instagram is a place of opportunity for your business, an opportunity for you to make more revenue. Now, inside the bubble of Instagram is hidden in the back corners of darkness is the Illuminati. And they have spies who manipulate your account who also come in and recruit you. Those who are desperate. And they prey on people based upon
who you are. If you are clergy, they know you have influence. If you have no influence, they don't want to bother with you. But if they know you are a prophet of God, they know you're a woman of God, a man of God, an apostle, they want you. And so while you're on social media, watch your members' activities. And I'm not saying stalk them, but watch the friendship. If your members follow you on social media, watch what pops up on your social media, because what they follow, so it'll pop up on the timeline. I don't know them, but it'll pop up on the timeline because they follow it. And you will see and discern the spirit of what is there. And it'll never tell you who it is that's doing it or being followed by the Illuminati. You just got to discern it and know it is there. So when his head come up, and say, wait a minute, we bind this in Jesus' name. Let the mask come off and expose what's going on. You want to secure your phone from hackers. If you want to be more proactive when it comes to hackers, there are several measures you can take to protect yourself against phone hacking, most of which involve common sense. In addition, there are advanced methods to ensure your phone is secure as possible without losing its full functionality. For example, basic phone security tips. For casual phone users adhering to the basic, it is a great place to start when it becomes blocking simple hacking efforts. Never leave your phone unattended. Keep your phone with you at all times while in a public place. It is your best rule to follow. Don't sit your phone down by anybody else's phone and go to the restroom. Do not have open internet running on your phone in a restaurant because you drag mess from every device in there because you're all on the same highway. And so when you get in church and you use your phone for the Bible and a pornography website pop up and you know you ain't been there, then what happens? How do you explain that to the mother that's sitting beside you looking at you saying, what's that on your phone? It is because you're picking up stuff that's on the highway. On the highway. If you're not using your Wi-Fi and you don't need the Wi-Fi, then you need to turn it off. You need to turn it off. Change your phone default passcode. Your phone will likely become more accessible as long as people know what your passcode is. Change your code to something more complex and resist the usual 1234 or the four zeros and the 2580 codes that are commonly used. Manage your Bluetooth security. Avoid using unprotected Bluetooth networks and turn off your Bluetooth services when you aren't using it. Protect your PIN and credit card data. Use a Protect app to store PIN numbers and credit cards, or better yet, don't store them in your phone at all. There are advanced ways to prevent phone hacking. If you're still worried about it, take the battery out of the SIM card and put it on your pillow and go to sleep. You want to make sure that you turn off your autocomplete features. By doing so, this you can prevent stored critical personal data from being accessed. If those of you access your phone for bank information, for medical records, access your phone for paying your car insurance or any kind of insurance, if you use your phone to access these critical key points, then you need to make sure that if it's not your face that activated, turn it off. Require a password to be entered every single time. In some phones, you can set up an expiration for your passwords so that you can change your passwords ever so often. And I know many of you can't keep up with all the passwords that you already got, but you need to have a system set up in place to protect you from being a target. Because as we go through the years, before the coming of Christ, technology would have become more advanced than it already is, and it would become more tactful than even the youngest child will be able to hack your device, because soon artificial intelligence training will be mandatory and coding will be mandatory as a part of your curriculum in school. Because they got to replace the critical theory that they're trying to remove out of schools. When critical race theory is something that is taught at Harvard Law to understand how the law is created. And it's created as an inequality towards African Americans. So you want to turn off your autocomplete feature and regularly delete your browsing history, cookies, and cache. Removing your virtual footprint is important in minimizing the amount of data that can be harvested by prying eyes. If you have a iPhone and able Find My, turn the feature on in your settings, you'll be able to locate your phone if you misplace it before the hackers can lay their paws on it. iPhone is one of the most secure phones you can have. And I don't say that because I work for them, but I say that because it is. The government has sued them, I don't know how many times, to get access to their devices. And they will not give out the information. The government has lost numerous of cases against them to gain access to devices. Supreme Court. Apple is indeed a secure device. However, what makes a device flawed? Listen to me. What makes a device a flawed device is its user. I tell anybody this. I've been working with cell phones as a tech support advisor in the software area of the cell phone. Your cell phone is created to function. It's a computer programmed to do the specifics of what the design is. Make a phone call and receive complimentary programs. If your system is an open GSL, meaning that you have a Windows-type computer on your phone, Android, runs off of Windows software, open GSL network, meaning that you can manipulate it and upgrade the software outside of its warranty requirements. You can update the software and manipulate the software outside of the normal system updates, which open GSL allows for you to not only manipulate the hardware and the operating system, but it also allows you to change things and the phone still functions. However, if you have an iOS device and you take your screen off your device and put a non-certified device screen on there, the phone is going to let you know it is not Apple certified. If you take the back off your phone is going to shut down, wipe its own memory, and it will never work again. It is not an open GSL. It is a closed system. Anything on an open GSL system can be booted by a Microsoft computer. You can run, open up MS-DOS and hit run.exe or whatever USB hard drive that phone shows up in, J, and you can run.exe until you get to the hard drive. You can put systems, /A/C, and open up your whole panel. Open up MS-DOS. Put in the word help. It gives you all the specs of your computer that you want and allow you to see what's going on. So if you put C:\P for pause, /W/A. Then you have what? The ability to scroll through every program on your computer with a pause, giving you the opportunity to look at everything. So you want to change the directory. You want to hit whatever directory you want to shift around, starting with the drive, C, D, E, L, N, J, for Microsoft. but you cannot operate and access it like that for iOS. The programming you cannot even touch. It has to be done by a tech specialist who can access your stuff in a system that requires your passcode and your verification. But you can access these codes. See, old school hacking was done in DOS prompt. It was not done like they're doing now by running in routers and getting all these backup drives and building these supercomputers. But old school hacking was so untraceable because of a dial-up. And it was dial-up and you could cut the network so fast, but now there's Wi-Fi and you got to go through firewalls or build server firewalls to get through these systems. Now, this ain't in my notes. So you got to understand that old school hacking allowed DOS prompt activators to make phone calls right in DOS prompt. Now, I don't know how many of you remember that. DOS prompt way back in the 90s, 1999, MS-DOS, when they had dial-up, AOL and Yahoo and all these dial-up programs and dial-up, best dial-up internet it was. But everything you answer the phone, you knew somebody was on the internet because you hear the shh all in your ear, in the ding and all them noises. But you got to understand that when you're dealing with a system that has been created for you to operate as an information highway, the same system, the enemy travels on as well. You got to see it. Just as we move in the spirit, the devil moves. Wherever we move, there's an enemy moving. And so access that we have to the information highway, the enemy has the same access, but he attacks the lives of those who are not familiar with it. And because you have saints that speak in tongues in the church and roll out of the floor and they're tongue talkers and they come on and get free and come on and get free. There's nothing wrong with that. But are you able to be a survivor? Can you survive in the real world? Can you survive in the real world? 9 times out of 10, half of the saints right now are mad politically. And we ain't even supposed to be political people. But half of the saints are mad now politically because of decisions that are being made that they read that was made at the White House or in the Congress. When the truth of the matter is, none of them were wise enough to walk themselves over to House.gov and look at the law. I don't care what that you read, but what does the law say? So you got to understand that we are far behind as the saints of God, and not that we're far behind because we don't want to be. We are far behind because we choose to be. We've allowed church to keep us in a shell bubble. But the thing is, the wicked have more knowledge in the things of the world than we do. They can survive what's coming because they know how to spot it. And we have to be taught over and over again to follow the steps. But religion keeps keeping us in a rebellious state. And so because of that, when God's trying to save our lives, we kick against it. We'll hear it, but then when we go home, we'll spit it out. But the Lord wants to save you from yourself. So understand that iPhones work differently. If you got an iOS device, iMac, you want to always flush the DNS, flush the cache, flush the DNS. You want to always flush those things. DNS, get rid of all the stuff that's lagging and bogging your system down. Flush your cache. You want to do all of that thing and find a reputable cleaner for your system. Malware device. Now, it's hard to get viruses on there except you allow them to get on there, and they are still not able to do what they want to do because the iOS device don't let them do it. All right. How many of y'all get sick of those telemarketers? Calling you every 5 minutes and saying that we got your insurance and are you ready to renew your policy? And how many of y'all are tired of them calling your phone and aggravating you and burdening you about something that you already have? Telemarketers getting a hand up on you and getting a foot up on you and trying to make you feel like you got get some more insurance than you already have some. Well, I got something for you tonight that's going to help you solve the problem. And you'll be able to get rid of the telemarketers and make some money in the process. The first thing you want to do with telemarketers is this. You first want to go register your phone number with the federal government. Federal do not call registry at donotcall.gov. Donotcall.gov is just how it says. Do not call, donotcall.gov. Donotcall.gov. You want to register your number there. Wait 31 days before the number to be added to the telemarketer's list. All right? When you receive a call after this, ask what company are you calling from, and please tell me the name of the company that you're calling from. They are required by law to give you the name of the company, then tell them, please add me to your do not call list. And if that same company calls you back, then record that call the legal way. And I'm going to give you information on how to do that as well. Get a copy of your call log and report them to 1-877-382-4357. That's 1-877-382-4357. Take them to small claims court. And you can sue them for $500 for all non-willful violations. So if they got 20 willful or non-willful violations, that's $500 times 20. And $1,500 for all willful violations. And you don't need an attorney. So if they call you 80 times, and that's 1,500 willful violations. Follow these steps. Register with you. Do not call it. Tell them, don't call me, give the name of the company. Gain a copy of your phone log and the recording. Now, how do you legally record somebody on the phone? You tell them you're going to record the phone call. The next step is, don't record them, put them on speakerphone and let someone else in the room be a witness. The next thing is the ham radio. We're going to go back and finish that tonight. So understanding that there's a blessing and a curse out of these telemarketers. They call you and aggravate you. Let them keep calling. Let it build up. Well, let it build up, Jesus. You use wisdom. There's a young man that ended up with $20,000. Sued the telemarketer for $20,000. For calling him and harassing him. He sued him and won $20,000. And he had the list of charges that when they called him. Ham radio breakdown. The first license that you can get with a ham radio is called a technician's license. It gives you the ability to operate the popular VHF and the UHF ham band with a license. The 2-meter band at 1.44-1.48 megahertz and the 70-centimeter band from 420 to 450 megahertz offer direct base and mobile operations in your general vicinity as well as wider areas through repeaters that repeat your signal to other hams. Many hams have dual-band radios that allow operation on both bands. The next one is a general. The advantage of a general license is that you have a wider band. And so once you have a wider band, the general license allows you to also work as an emergency operator during the time of blackouts or when there is storms or when the grid goes down. So this means now you act as a 911 operator and an EMS guide. Now, listen to me carefully when I say this. It is very imperative that you know this now. if you get a ham radio and get all the way beyond the, all the way to the extra license, which is the highest you can have, you want to understand this. You want to unlock every frequency it is. You want to go to your local search online and look up radio frequencies. For my, and in a pull up a website, you just click on the Google link for the website, and once you open it, you're going to put in your city, your state, all right? Once you put in your city and your state, you want to make sure that you understand these key things, and that is you want to add in your emergency services, hospitals, and you want to be able to add in the military, armed services, anything to deal with the government. You want to be able to hear it. Why do you want to be able to hear? Because when things transpire, the first people that's going to move are going to be your service people. And you want to be able to know what's going on in your world. The cost of license. The FCC charges $35 for the license. The exam cost is $15. Now, you can buy your materials for $50, not buy them, and do it online. You can do ham radio prep offers, the practice test that you can take on your phone, your tablet, or the desk, or your desktop. So ham radio prep offers 100% free study app for both Android and iOS. So go to the Android Apple Store and find your ham radio prep. And it also has a 1% scholarship offer for those who may experience financial difficulties for the ham radio prep. We're going to touch some stuff real quick, and I'm going to get out your way and give me about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Increase. But I need you to hear me when I say this. I need all the saints of God to become proactive now. If you have not started storing up, you better try to store up, or you better buy all the seeds you can buy and get you some land with you and your family and buy 2 heifers apiece and 2 bulls apiece and get over 26 acres and let them populate the land. All it takes is 1 cow. 1 cow, 1 heifer, 1 beef cow. You want beef, butcher cows. That's what you want, butcher cows. And if you can get your red heifer to put in the mixer there, put in the mixer there. And what you do is that red heifer, you want to make sure that red heifer does not touch a blade. That is not your sacrificial lamb. But you keep a red heifer in the mixer there to keep your food, keep everything coming. And your prosperity to come with your harvest and your meat. 1 butcher cow costs $700 to butcher. All right? That's over 1,000 pounds of meat, enough meat to last you a whole year plus in time, unless you got a serious carnivorous behavior. What you're going to do with this meat is you're going to store it in freezers. You're going to store it up until you need it. But if you get the cows now, they'll run you about $1,500. But you got to understand this, that even meat going to a butcher house now is expensive. Getting your meat from a butcher house is very costly now. I know somebody went to a butcher house and the company that processed their own meat went there and get a porterhouse steak. Porterhouse was a beef shoulder or something like that. Was $99. I went in the grocery store today looking for some cheddar cheese pretzels, and I got in there and they didn't have them. And when they didn't have them, I said, "Well, Lord, where the pretzels at?" But I looked on the other side of me, and the shelf was completely empty. Had little square tags sitting on the shelf. Tags were sitting right there. So you got to understand that it's in your face, whether you want to see it or believe it or not. But you got to understand, these are the statistics. The price hikes in 2021, rental cars went up 42.9%. Gas increased to 42.1%. Used cars went up to 24.4%. Hotels, 18%. TVs, 12.7%. Furniture, 11.2%. Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, 10.5%. New cars, 8.7%. Appliances, 7.1%. Electricity, 5.2%. Restaurant prices, 0.9%. So, you got to understand that the price hikes are going to continue to come because they're struggling with the bottleneck. And as long as the bottleneck is still an issue, they're going to continue to struggle. And that means prices are going to continue to go up because the demand curve is now shifting. You got the supply, but the demand is for the drivers. And because you don't have enough drivers, then you're not able to provide the food. You can't provide the food. So now there's a demand for drivers, and now there's a slope and a curve that has come. And it's caused the bottleneck because you have enough supplies sitting in the port, but you don't have enough arms and legs and feet to get it to the people. And because of that, that is where your slow growth is that will create spoilage. Not only create spoilage, then you will have hunger. See? And then when you have prices hiking as high as they are, then you have the poverty rate. The Lord spoke to me some time ago, and he told me that the middle class, those who were at the bottom of the middle class, are now falling down into the poverty rate. And those who are at the bottom of the millionaire class are now falling into the middle class. So the ratios are shifting. And now you have people that were already poor and at the poverty rate, now they're at a desperate area. Now they're really at starvation because there were already people who didn't have the money, who were living off subsidized housing and living off the system, not getting paid enough for a job, $12 an hour, not enough money to pay your light bills and buy food. So look at this. The poor you will and you truly are having what you always. We are fortunate, saints of God, to have the things that we have. And it's by God's grace that we have them. Because the Lord said he was going to make sure that we were provided for. But you got to understand that the poor you will have with you always. Meaning people are going to be poor, hungry, and starving. And you got to be in a position to be able to be a blessing. I ain't talking about blessing people that sure enough rebelled against God. Because that's their own fault. Their own misgivings. They wanted shoes and purses and wallets and things. Buying new cell phones and all this stuff. You keep up with the Joneses. Those days are over. Trying to buy this and buy that, trying to impress people around you. You better live with wisdom. Live with wisdom. Another seal is coming. And what comes out of this broken seal is far more worse than what we've seen before in our time. And because of that, we've got to prepare right now. Supposed to do a summit this month before the end of the year. But the Lord mandated this instead. That means that the time was already gone. But the summit was to save the entrepreneurs and their businesses. To help them understand and help businesses understand what's going on and why they're crippling. Why their systems are crashing is because you don't have enough bodies. You don't have enough people. And because you don't have enough people, you can't have your can't move. A business functions off of moving parts. It functions off of moving parts. And without those moving parts, the business fails. You understand me? It fails. And so because of that, we've got to have bodies to move in a business. I didn't come all the way through business, through the Forbes School of Business, and get a master's degree to be ignorant concerning the things about business, knowing that if a business does not function, it's because something is missing and something is lacking.
And I'm here to tell you now, it's lacking people, lacking people. Did the people make a wrong decision? No. They made the right decision. I said it in a thesis paper a while ago. If organizations did not consider how they treated employees through diversity inclusion programs and diversity equity inclusion programs, they're going to lose their minority workforce. And they have lost and continue to lose their minority workforce. And eventually they're going to lose them all. And it's going to bring a great demise over the economical system of business in this country. Because diversity and equity and inclusion was a deal that was made when they were given their rights to vote, when they were given their rights to freedom, to mess with it. You know why there's a wealth gap in the nation? The wealth gap is in the nation intentionally. It's intentionally there because white men want to make sure that black people don't sit at the table. And if they sit at the table, there's so much microaggression in their leadership that they cannot function as a leader to lead their office to where it needs to go. And God forbid if they appoint a black woman, they give her so much stress and backlash that she resigns under pressure. But you won't get the position. Diversity and inclusion is for you to have a seat at the table. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is for you to have a seat at the table and be able to impact the literature that your counterparts receive in their training, to impact the literature that your white counterparts receive in their training, that they understand what it is to be black or to handle or deal with black people. Instead, there's so much aggression and there's subtle racism going on in offices right now. Cultures offend people on purpose, intentionally. White race believe they're the only superior race it is. The purpose they created psychology and psychiatry with theories such as the great man theory. Theories that suggest that all men, all leaders are born and created. Then other theories that suggest that there's no change in one's behavior. Theory was designed for a white man to get off. Psychiatry and psychology was designed for them to get away with their crime, to mistreat you and be considered emotionally distressed. The battered white woman who sheds tears to get away with the things that she's done. All she does is cry. And here you go, you're a minority standing there, and you become the one who did it. See how the system is rigged against you. So when they get ready to move programs such as critical race theory, which highlights the inequalities and inequities in law, that make you not understand that the law was created to in jail and imprison and in bondage people of color. While black people are being locked up, white people are getting a pass. You want to know why you can't get disability and Social Security disability so easily like they can? Because of your color. The system is stacked against you. But if you believe God, I'm here to tell you that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. There's getting ready to be a shift in this nation, one that you have not seen in ever time before. And you got to understand me, statistically, we are on the track now. For those who have been put last, those who have been obscured and treated incorrectly, to be shifted in their rightful position, you're getting ready to suck at the breast of the gym. You're getting ready to enjoy the fruit of your labor. You understand me? God's getting ready to bless you. If you come out of this, you got to live and come out of this. We're going to go through a dark time, but you got to know that the Lord is with you. Don't throw in the towel, because the promise of the Lord is still with us. The blessing of the Lord is still with us. And because they are still with us, we're going to receive what the Lord has for us. And then you ain't going to worry about nobody hiring you to be the CEO. They're going to be so much in debt and so top-heavy, and they ain't going to have the money to do it. The market going to crash right on their head. It's going to crash right on top of them.
there's going to be one more bull run in the market. And it's going to be one of the greatest days that the U.S. market has ever seen and the world global market and economy has ever seen. And after that, the economy will start to trickle bit by bit. And that's the day you'll know that the Lord is getting ready to turn the tables and place your hands in the hands that once was already there. He's getting ready to move them out of the place and put you in that position. I say this all the time. When the market crashes, that money hits the earth. It don't just crash and stay there. It hit the earth. And you who are spiritual should grab it and run with it because your wealth is being released. See, that money don't just hit the earth. Every time the market rises and crashes, see, you got to understand something. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And so they put their money in the market. Rich people don't go around here buying up everything like we do. They put their money in the market. But when the market crashes, that's money that then fell into the earth. And you've got to grab it. So I tell people, you may not have nothing in it, but watch it. And the minute it starts going in the red, God, I'm pulling everything in there. That's mine. That's mine. I want it. Wherever it's going is mine. And believe and know that it's yours. Come on and give God a praise on tonight. We're praying. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We give you praise now, oh God, for the victory. For that what you're getting ready to do in our lives and have done on tonight, God. Speak, God, continually to us, oh God. Pour into our hearts and our minds and our souls in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh Father, for what you're getting ready to do on the next night. And God, we pray now by thy name, Jesus, Father, that you will bind the will of the enemy and bring his works in order now in Jesus' name. Don't forget to write down your questions every night. Tomorrow night is the last night, and I'm going to try to go through the things as quickly as we can tomorrow night because we have service on Saturday. So I'll be able to sit with you and answer all of your questions that you have in a timely manner so that everybody can get their questions in. And if we can do it in a manner based upon time zone, it'll be really good too. But we're pretty sure we're not able to do that, to capture that by time zone. So, amen. However, I'm going to make sure that we have enough time to get all the questions tomorrow night, please. Those of you that are interested in processing your own meat, making your own meat, you've got to be here tomorrow night. And some additional information will be given unto you tomorrow night. Amen. And you'll be able to get some stuff from us. Amen. And we will provide that information to you on tomorrow night. Amen. Tonight, if there's anyone among us that want to be saved, you want to give your life to Christ, you say, God, I've heard the word. I've been here all 4 nights. I've heard the word of God, and I want to be saved. I want to be set free. I want to be delivered. Tonight, we offer Christ to you. We invite you to come and give your life over to the Lord. Amen. We'll give you a few minutes to come to the platform. Give your life to Christ. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
No one's on the platform right now, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Anybody want to be saved tonight? Anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to be saved? We're offering Christ to you. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Take up your bed and walk, but I offer Christ unto you tonight. Mm-hmm. Before you get off that bed, we want you saved. Amen. We want you saved before you get off that bed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If there be none, those who need prayer on tonight, prayer request, prayer tonight, star 6 and come over to the platform. And if you want to be saved while we're taking prayer requests, put star 6 and come on over. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Star 6 tonight if you need prayer tonight, if you need prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God speaks on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer? Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Woman of God, is there anybody on the platform?
No one on the platform.
Amen. I release
it. Hello,
to
can you hear me now?
Okay.
Did you hear me
now? Okay, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
I was still muted. I was saying, if nobody else don't, I do.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's supposed to, that's B right there. That's supposed to be. You need
that,
prayer.
That's who it is. Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, ma'am. You need prayer. Amen. All right. You want to share publicly, or you?
Just praise the Lord.
What your prayer request is? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to pray for Sister B tonight. Amen. Father, with God, we thank you, O God, even now in the name of Jesus, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. Lord, we lift up Sister D to you, Father. Lord, we ask you, O God, to be a moving grace in our life, O Father. God, we ask you now to be a moving will in our life, O God. We pray, God, that you will provide, O God, for her life, Jesus. God, we pray even now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will move for her family, move for her son, O God. We pray healing over his body, over his life right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the will of the enemy, O God, and we bring his works to naught even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We curse the hand of the wicked one now in the name of Jesus.
God.
We reverse every curse. We reverse every ounce of sickness and disease. Father, by thy name, by thy will, Jesus, oh, God, we plead your blood, oh, God, over her family, over her sons, over her children. Oh, God, we pray, God, for her daughter now. Cover, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God, cover by your blood even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Oh, God, continue to draw close to you, oh, God. Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to draw close to your will. Move for her life. God, let nothing be missing and nothing lacking now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, oh,
whatever
she needs, whatever she desires,
Anybody want to know
anything, anybody want to learn anything about computers, that you're not well-versed in technology, just come to the platform real quick. Just come to the platform real quick. Am I right, woman of God? Okay, just come to the platform real quick. If you want to learn anything about computers, you want to learn coding and technology, and you want it to be easy, come on, just come to the platform. Listen, I started, I built my first computer when I was a little kid and programmed my first computer as a little kid. My cousin taught me how to program a computer, the DOS way, the back way. That's how I can give you all the information about it. I did it, the directories and all that stuff. I know how to access it. Come to the platform. Come to the platform. Don't hesitate. If you want to learn it, if you want to learn it, if you want to learn it, just come to the platform. The now is the time. Start six. Come on over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, some stuff is free, and you miss your opportunities. Lord. Did anybody come to the platform, woman of God?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Anybody else? Father, in the name of Jesus, you got to believe God. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare now that the knowledge that I hold for technology and the spirit and the gift thereof, God, that was given to me, that was taught to me, Father, the old way, the old system, oh God, the old product, the old way, God, to get into the system, the old way to learn it. Father, I decree right now, upon every ear that listens, every hand that receives, God, anoint their eyes, anoint their ears, anoint them right now in their memory, even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree and declare right now, God, take whatever I have, God, from the information of technology, Jesus, and let it rest on them tonight. I am let it rest on them tonight. Oh, God, let them drink of the motherboard.
Yeah, God.
In the name of Jesus, let it be easy.
Can we pray over these headaches I keep getting? This is Tasha. I got one now, but it's just pray for God to, help me with the stress of everything that I'm taking care of concerning my family.
Amen. Father, we pray now for the woman of God. God, who is a hand, not only just a hand, but help to the land of God, to your servant, oh God. Father, I pray now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the ounce of warfare that she encounters from both sides, God, we set angels as pillars and warriors on each side of her now to protect her, oh God, because she ensures that the workload for the servant of God is easy. And so, God, I want you to move on her behalf tonight, oh God. And, Father, she has not asked for a promised reward, but, God, tonight, whatever she desires in her heart, God, I pray now by the Spirit of the living God, God, that you give her whatever her heart desires, God, because she's given me many cups of water. She's given me many cups of water. She's given me many cups of water, God. And because of that, God, I want you to pour on her. I want you to pour on her. Pour on, God, in the ocean. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Father, we bind headaches. We bind stress. We bind frustration. We come against every landmine that's laid. We come against every trap this later. We bind the warfare in her life.
Even now,
we bind
God,
it
even
in
now.
The name of Jesus.
In
and
the
God,
name
we
of
pray
Jesus.
Now that her life, God, becomes
yes,
easy,
Lord.
God. We pray that it becomes easy, God. We bash through every door, every locked door. We bash through every barricade, every barricade. We bash through it tonight. In the
name
of Jesus,
in the name
we bind the will of the enemy. In
Jesus'
name we pray. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and give him a praise tonight.
Woo, Shabbat.
Oh,
it
yes,
is
God.
It.
Woo,
glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, God. Yes,
Lord. Glory to God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fight against
Jesus.
Him. But he said, if you believe God, he'll see the angels and night, and he'll knock your picture off their altar. He'll knock your picture off their altar. And he'll bring your ministry free. Just give God a praise right wherever you are.
Glory.
Give him praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let your business fail. I hear the Lord say, don't let that business fail. I don't care what they said. I don't care who spoke doubt. I don't care who commanded it would not live. But God said it's in you. The baby in you. And if you walk by faith, he'll make you a millionaire. Just trust him. He said if you trust him, he'll turn that thing around. It is in you, says God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would like to have prayer. I have a decorating business, and I'm asking God to supply me with the things that I need to help my decorating business to prosper.
This is going to be strange for you. This is going to be strange for you to do. But I need you to run as quick as you can and put some water on your hands and come back. Just do it. It's strange, but do it. Hold on.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. By your power
tonight.
Move by your spirit and
glory.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you back? Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and believe God. Lift your hands and just believe God.
Jesus.
Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that the products not only hit her hand, but I pray for the vendors to find her. I pray for the websites to fall in her lap. I pray for the inventory to come, God. And I pray even now that the embargo, oh God, that's in the West Coast does not even stop or hinder her inventory for coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
From out of the north, nor the south, nor the east, nor the west. But God, I command the ships to come. I command the fleets to come, God.
Thank you,
I command
Jesus.
Anointed drivers, God, to find her location. God, I pray now in the name of
Jesus.
Floodgates open for her business. That it open to her, God. Let it fall, God, in her midst even now. In the name of
God.
Jesus. Let
Jesus.
The wealth come. Let the... Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Come, and the behold be asked. Give it to Yeboho. Give it to Oshia. Give it to her, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you right now, O God, for the inventory, for the increase is coming.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name we pray. Bless the name of the living God.
Thank
I'm
you,
I'm going to give Minister Bradley a link for you. I'm going to give her a link for you for some suppliers.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hear me when I say this. Yes, Lord. You order inventory, a year's worth of inventory. If you can invest the money and order your inventory for a year's worth, or after 3 months of great sales, you order 6 months more worth of inventory until you have a year's worth of inventory. Keep doing it every 3 months, and God will turn your financial situations and any issues that you have in your life, he'll flip them upside down and inside out for you in Jesus' name. Father, the blueprint. Father, the blueprint. Yes, Lord. It's about three passages on here. The Lord said you need to start planning for a revival. There's a harvest in your region. And the Lord said that the people are waiting. They're thirsty. And the Bible said that just like Jesus came and he said to Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, I love you. And then he came back and said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, I love you. And the Lord kept doing it. And so Peter got frustrated. And the Lord said to Peter, feed my sheep. There are people that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. And the Bible said that he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And you need to do a revival because the well is ready to flow over. And the people are hungry and thirsting. The food is in the manna in your belly, says God. And the water shall spring forth out of your mouth. If you open your mouth and pitch a tent, if you open your doors and put a speaker out, God said he'll compel the hunger to come. He'll compel the thirsty to come. And he'll save souls. But you cannot let this moment miss, because there's a harvest in your city that is awaiting on the horn that God has put in your mouth, says God, in the name of the, come on and give God a praise. Yes, Lord. We bless the name of Lord Jesus. Was there anybody else that came to the platform? Because we're going, this is definitely the last one. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Send an amen tonight for our husband. Tonight, Charles, amen, Bonds, amen, that, amen, have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, amen. And we want to stand in his stead tonight, ask him for prayer, amen, that when he go back in January, that, amen, everything be gone, amen. And we just praying that the Lord will continue to strengthen us.
Yes, God.
Amen, and to keep us, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Our mind focus. Amen, because we're in it. We're not taken down. Glory to God. Amen. It's been days to where, amen, months to where my back, amen. It's been a war, a spiritual battle,
yes,
but
Lord,
we're standing. Amen.
You,
we're standing with everything we got. Amen. And we just asking for prayer. Amen. I'm already claiming victory. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So just asking prayer tonight for my husband. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord will continue to strengthen him, heal him. Amen. We just like, any way you bless us, Lord, we are satisfied. Amen. Just ask it for prayer tonight for him and the family tonight, my family.
Amen. We lift up the woman of God's family unto you tonight,
yes,
God. We lift
Jesus.
Up the woman of God. Even now,
yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, God, we pray for her husband, oh God, that
in
you remove his body. We pray,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus, that you will heal his body even now. In
yes,
the name of
God.
We bind, oh God, cancer. We bind, oh God, everything, oh God, that the enemy will try to send against his body.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we curse it from the root. We send,
yes,
oh God, we send the fire of God on tonight, God, that
yes,
the Lord will come and call the creator miracle upon his life now. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in
Father, we're decreeing and declaring a breakthrough. We're declaring a healing. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, God. In the yes, God, we're declaring a healing in his body. In the name of Jesus, cause it to shrivel up, God. Cause it to dissipate even now. Never to return even now. Cause it to leave the body now. In the name of Jesus, we declare it to be so. Father, I pray even now, God, for his wife, oh God, for his help me even now. God, I pray for her. I pray that you strengthen her body.
Strengthen her.
I pray, God, Oh, God, that you touch her, God. Strengthen her.
Yes,
oh, God, use her even the more,
yes,
God, to get the glory out of her life. God, let the fire kindle even more, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, cover
yes.
Oh, God, her
yes,
and her family
yes.
Now. In the name of
Jesus,
set her life ablaze again. Give
yes,
her a fresh wind, God, of your glory.
Yes,
a fresh fire, God, of your spirit.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Thank God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God.
Ha-ha.
Thank
woman
you.
Woman of God, there's an evangelistic anointing in your belly. There's an evangelistic anointing in your belly. Amen. Amen. Woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sound, keep yes. sounding the alarm, woman of God. Keep sounding the alarm.
Yes.
Keep
yes.
sounding the alarm. Because there's power. I don't care what nobody said, there's power in you.
Yes.
And it kindles a fire. Every time you open your mouth, it sends demons running.
Yes.
Amen. Be encouraged.
You,
all is well in your Father's house. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, man.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Minister Bradley, I love you. PNN, I love you. Into the hands of the woman of God. God bless.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. My God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What a night of revival.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What a night. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Prophet, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just don't want to let go tonight. Amen. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen. Awesome night tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God for what our ears have heard. Amen. What our heart has felt. Amen. He hit every
mm-hmm.
area. Glory to God. He didn't leave nothing out.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus.
From the house to the job to the church to the earth. God, amen, from Facebook, praise God, hallelujah, amen, to tell us, amen, what to do, praise God, amen, well, how to work the computers, praise God, amen, that hit my button to let us know we are never too old to learn, hallelujah, we praise God, we're just sitting on ready, amen, glory to God, eating the word, amen, hallelujah, jotting down things, so we thank God tonight for the word, amen, hallelujah, amen, just in case. Amen. You missed some things tonight. Praise God. I had to run in the kitchen for a minute. Praise God. Amen. We want you to know that you're able to get copies, amen, of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You need not to miss it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we praise God for the mother that said, I need, praise God, a better understanding. Glory to God. Amen. To hear and to break it down. Amen. And I love it. Tonight to know, praise God, amen, the answer, amen, is here tonight, amen. You can get your answer tonight, amen, just by calling, praise God. The number, amen, is 912-257-3918, amen. The number again is 912-257-3918, amen. We have another number. Amen. Just in case that number you can't get through, amen. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Want you to know, amen, that they will definitely, praise God, amen, to get, amen, the copy of the service to you. Amen. And even, praise God, amen, already, praise God, on Facebook Live, amen, Blog Talk, praise God, amen. You can also, amen, glory to God, call the number 678-608-7234, amen, hallelujah, amen, and get a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, tonight, amen, we have truly enjoyed the service, amen, on tonight, amen, ask you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Same place, same time. Amen. It's for somebody. Praise God. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Tomorrow night. Amen. To let them know, praise God. Amen. The Lord, amen, is blessing. The word is going forth. Glory to God. Amen. My tablet is just full. Amen. I put it in every way I could. Amen. To know, praise God. Amen. We got it. We got it tonight. Praise God. Amen. Google Scholars. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Want to learn how to get in the government. Glory to God. Amen. He gave us, amen, house, amen, dot, amen, G-O-V. Glory to God. You couldn't miss it tonight, but just in case you did, call and get a copy of the service tonight. Amen. They will make sure that you will get a copy. Amen. Hallelujah to Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Who's the visionary and the host. God bless you. Thank you, amen, for allowing us tonight. Amen. We have truly been blessed tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we are joined tomorrow night. Come back. Amen. Glory to God. And be with us. Amen. And to all of our listeners, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If nothing else to be said, praise God, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. God bless you again. Amen. If not, praise God, Lord willing. Amen. Men of God. Amen. We'll come back on tomorrow night. Have a blessed night, and God bless you. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. God bless you. Until tomorrow night. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.